This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Griselda Ortiz. Case date of birth, September the 20th, 1969. Case ID number is 6295061. Date of exam, September the 28th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. A Social Security questionnaire dated 4/25/2023. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old divorced female with four children who presented to my office with her mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of photophobia / eye pain, comma, hypertension, comma, von Willebrand's disease, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, bipolar disease with psychotic features, / post-traumatic stress disorder, / anxiety, / panic attack, comma, and autoimmune disease, / systemic lupus erythematosus, / rheumatoid arthritis, / Sjögren syndrome. History of allegations. Number one, photophobia / eye pain. The claimant states that in 2016, she started to develop photophobia and eye pain. The claimant has hypertension, but she denies being nearsighted, comma, having glaucoma, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, or trauma. She did present to my office and appeared to have hyperthyroidism, and this might be an early sign of exothalamus. She states her right eye is the eye that gives her the most problems, secondary to cataract formation. She does wear glasses and also has to wear sunglasses over her regular glasses because of the light bothering her. Her night vision as well as her peripheral vision is poor. Smell and vision, OD, uncorrected, able to count fingers at 9 feet. Pinhole, 20. / being able to count fingers at 9 feet, corrected 20/25. OS, uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 11 feet. Pinhole, 20/200, corrected 20/25. The claimant does have problems with any kind of light vision. She has to be wearing glasses and sunglasses at all times, and she does appear to need to be evaluated at this time. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 1985, she was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and frontal and occipital headaches, along with blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, comma, cerebrovascular accident, comma, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 219/115 mmHg and 180/123 mmHg. The claimant does have a history of preeclampsia during her pregnancies, and states that that's when she started to have hypertension. At the present time, she's on no medication for her blood pressure. She was supposed to be started on telmisartan, 40 milligrams QD, but it has not been renewed. She has been told to follow up with her physician to be reevaluated for possible hypertension and thyroid storm. Allegation number three, von Willebrand's disease. The claimant states that since 1974, when they were performing a tonsillectomy on her. She discovered that she had a bleeding disorder. She was bleeding profusely from the surgery, and tests were performed which confirmed that she had von Willebrand's disease. She has had a couple of factor VIII transfusions, especially for the knee surgery that she had in 2013. She has two sons with von Willebrand factor as well. The claimant has difficulty in clotting her blood and has a tendency to bleed profusely. Her condition is stable at this time. Allegation number four, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 1996, she was started on level thyroxine, 25 micrograms QD. She states her thyroid-stimulating hormone levels have been normal and that she's controlled with the medication that she's taking. However, the claimant has seen a nurse practitioner and has not been seeing a physician. She has lost approximately 140 pounds, and she has a tremor and appears to have symptoms of thyroid storm hyperthyroidism. She has been told to follow up immediately with her physician. Allegation number five, bipolar disorder with psychotic features, post-traumatic stress disorder, panic attacks, and anxiety. The claimant states that in 2020, she started to develop symptoms of insomnia, decreased appetite, decreased concentration, jitteriness, decreased motivation, an outburst of anger. She states she frequently is crying and sad and went through a bad divorce. The claimant states she sees shadows and hears voices. She states that she has had ideation of suicidal attempt but has never attempted to commit suicide. The claimant is very anxious, nervous, and states that she had post-traumatic stress disorder started when she was a child and an assailant broke into their house and started choking her. She is presently on risperidone, 1 milligram TID, lorazepam, 2 milligrams BID, lamotrigine, 100 milligrams, 2 capsules QHS. The claimant appears to be very nervous, anxious, trembling, which I believe to be coming from thyroid disease. Allegation number six, autoimmune disease / systemic lupus erythematosus / rheumatoid arthritis / Sjögren syndrome. The claimant states that in 2017, she was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease / systemic lupus erythematosus / rheumatoid arthritis / Sjögren syndrome / osteoarthritis. The claimant also was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease of both knees, along with osteoarthritis. Her exams and her diagnosis was confirmed with blood lab test and x-rays. She has a history of a left shoulder fracture, which has not been treated. She denies any surgery except for a arthroscopic left knee surgery in 2013 to help her with bone and build up around her knee, which she states did help for a short period of time. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. She's been given steroid injections into both knees and has also had Synvisc, three injections in each knee for degenerative joint disease, which she states does not help very much. She has been told that she needs bilateral knee replacements at this time. Her limitations include being able to walk one half block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb three steps, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She cannot squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, but is unable to open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, or lift anything above her head. She states when she uses a coffee cup, she needs to use both hands. She has no assistive devices that she's using right now. And she has been given Toradol 10 milligrams IM for pain. Her physician is Dr. Manzur Yazi, but she has been only seen a nurse practitioner. Her medications include naproxen 500 milligrams BID and Tylenol 500 milligrams TID, which does give her results and relief. She states she does no other physical activity. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, doing light housework, comma, occasionally helping with minor cooking, comma, and sometimes helping a little bit with the laundry. She does not go to the grocery store or do any other exercise at this time. Her condition is being treated with medications, but does not appear to be giving her any relief, and she does have some problems ambulating. Family history. The father is 82 and has hypertension and skin cancer. He also had a history of hypothyroidism. The mother is 82 and has hypertension and diabetes mellitus. Medications, telmisartan, 40 milligrams QD, lamotrigine, 100 milligrams, 2 capsules QHS, level thyroxine, 25 micrograms QD, risperidone, 1 milligram TID, Excedra, 5%, QD in both eyes for dryness. Lotipridol, 0.5% in both eyes, QD. That's Lotepridnol. Lorazepam, 2 milligrams BID. Naproxen, 500 milligrams BID. And acetaminophen, 500 milligrams TID. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, autoimmune disorder, comma, systemic lupus erythematosus, comma, rheumatoid arthritis, comma, and Sjögren syndrome. She also has hypothyroidism, comma, bipolar disorder, comma, with psychotic features, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, panic attacks, comma, and anxiety. Major surgeries, left arthroscopic knee surgery performed in 2013. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states she did use marijuana back in 1995 when she was a teenager. She denies the use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit. Weight, 145 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 6 inches. BP, first reading, 219 over 115 mmHg. Second reading is 180 over 123 mmHg, heart rate 83 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 23.5, General. This is a 54-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age and is in acute distress. She appears to be very nervous, anxious, crying, jittery, and has a continuous tremor all over her body. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has enormous cephalic atraumatic head. No scleral ictus was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The claimant has a mild right eye cataract formation where she has difficulty seeing through that eye. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be fairly grossly normal except for the right eye where she has a cataract. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have some missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. However, the claimant was so nervous that she had, like, even a tremor in moving her eyes. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly abnormal, especially for the right side. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected. The claimant is able to count fingers at 9 feet. Pinhole, the claimant is able to count fingers at 9 feet. Corrected is 20 over 25. OS, the claimant is able to count fingers at 11 feet. Pinhole is 20 over 200. Corrected is 20 over 25. Binocular uncorrected, the claimant is able to count fingers at 15 feet distance. Binocular corrected is 20 over 25. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations appear to be slightly more than 7 centimeters. And there was a regular rate, but very strong pulse with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 3-plus on the left side and 3-plus on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2-plus on the left side and 2-plus on the right side. Radial pulses were 3-plus on the left side and 3-plus on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2-plus on the left side and 2-plus on the right side. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times 3 and did not have very good eye contact with me, secondary to photophobia and severe anxiety with jitteriness. Her speech was not fluent and her mood was extreme anxiousness and depression for the time. She had fairly clear thought processes, and her memory was fair. Concentration was poor, but she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 3-plus bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and she was limping on the right leg. The claimant did not present with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romber sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lower extremities, especially of the knee area. She appears to have some joint swelling and deformity of both knees, where she does appear to have deformed degenerative joint disease. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant is not able to flex in the lumbar spine area and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities and decreased in the lower extremities, especially for the knee area. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees with tenderness. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with much difficulty. The claimant was unable to walk on her heels and toes and has difficulty walking at a regular tandem rate. She could not stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She has no assisted devices, but more likely than not needs one at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 4/5 bilaterally, and the claimant did have a tremor. She is able to oppose fingers and pinch, but she has a tremor in both hands. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased at plus 3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is some evidence of muscle wasting and a few muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal. Mildly abnormal bilaterally, secondary to the tremor. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks fairly well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the hands and knee area. The claimant is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is mildly abnormal grip strength at plus 4/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has some limitations in her visual fields as well as her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She also has severe photophobia, which may be coming from hyperthyroidism. She is able to communicate, but with some limitations, and does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to possible hyperthyroidism, secondary to thyroiditis, psychiatric features, and autoimmune disease consisting of systemic lupus erythematosus, rheumatoid arthritis, and Sjögren's syndrome. She also has severe hypertension, which may be coming from the thyroid disease. Probable diagnoses, number one, photophobia/eye pain, confirmed with physical examination. She also has decreased eye vision. This might be coming from exothalamus symptoms. It is being treated but does not appear to be well controlled. Number two, hypertension, malignant. Blood pressure was extremely high, 219 over 115 mmHg. She was told to follow up immediately with her physician to be reevaluated for her condition or to go to the emergency room. Number three, von Willebrand's disease. Not confirmed with medical records, but with her mother's history. Number four, hypothyroidism being treated at this time appears to be controlled. However, the claimant appears to have a thyroiditis type storm at this time and appears to have symptoms of severe hyperthyroidism. She's been told to follow up to the emergency room or to go with her family doctor. Number five, bipolar disorder with psychotic features, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, and features of panic disorder, confirmed with physical examination, appears to be poorly controlled but may be coming from another disorder. Number six, autoimmune disease / systemic lupus erythematosus, rheumatoid arthritis, and Sjögren syndrome being treated at this time, but is being treated with regular medications, has not been confirmed by medical records. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Griselda Ortiz.